out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps thou art listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a pod. I'm trying to class it up. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, you're sucking us in. We appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here, and the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, launching E-Turds across the Pacific.
Launch.
Towards Donald J. Trump.
Right.
Because he's out. He's talking. Ooh. He's on his Asian Embarrass America tour.
He's already said some stupid shit, right?
Yeah. Tweet us during the show if you like all that stuff. Thanks for your downloads. Did I do the iTunes? Did I do the Stitcher?
CrabDaddy.com? You have not said your name.
Etc. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I am so excited for this Asia trip for Schittler. I think there's going to be a lot of good sound bites, a lot of good stories.
I'm here.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully, you know, no World War III, but whatever. You know what I mean?
The jury's still out.
Blah blah blah.
I was just opening up the Twitters. Tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. One word: CrabDiving.
Tweet us
anytime. Or you can sling us a message over on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Where all the cool kids hang out, smoke weed and shit.
Ooh, yes. Please, and shoot guns.
An orgy of intellectualism.
Actually, nobody shoots guns. Not at crab diving.
A lot of shooters.
Yeah,
no
squirters.
Guns involved.
Right.
Well, you know, the drinks, too.
Right? Oh, yes, shooters. That's true.
Shooters. And if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements. You can help us out by, if you're going to buy shit on the internet, go to Amazon. Now the single largest employer in these United States of America, it usurped.
Yes.
The Walmart.
Oh my God.
Which I would spit, but Kate's in the way.
Right. Don't spit at Walmart. I mean, spit at Walmart, but you know, we got carpet in here.
After they bought Whole Foods, they then became the largest.
Amazon bought Whole Foods?
Hi.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Shit. Well, fuck me. Congratulations, everybody. In a big fucking monopoly.
You can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Helps us with the...
we get paid,
yeah,
man.
We get a little shekel or two. And that's those that do. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Danke.
All kinds of shit going on.
Yes.
All kinds of shit going on.
No.
Overwhelmed by all kinds of shit going on. Probably starting with our moron in chief.
Fuck you, boy.
He's over, broadcasting his asshole America message.
Oh my God. What a dickhead.
To the entire world.
What? Well, has anybody said anything to him over there? Like, hey, dumbass. You know why we don't have mass shootings over here? Because we don't have a shit ton of guns. Nobody says that to him. I mean, because we just had a mass shooting. And I would think maybe Abe would say, hey, pro tip. If you get rid of all these fucking guns, you're not going to have all these fucking shootings.
Way too soon to talk.
Oh, that's right. He's white.
If you're listening live, thanks. I think we're going out. It says we're still buffering, but yeah. I actually think we might be going out. But if we're not, we'll be back in a moment. Not our fault. Right. Something's going on with the internets.
Don't blame us.
It's the evil mainstream.
Right.
Taking us out.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not like we can go to another internet provider if we don't like our service.
Well,
we
a satellite. A yeah. And a big fat bird flies by and we'd get even more. Blocked.
What do you mean? If you had satellite, a dish,
yeah, I think
birds interfere with that.
I've lived in places that have satellite and it's horrible.
Yeah.
It ain't great. It drops right. out a lot more than certainly cable does. So.
Oh, shit.
I guess we're. Now it says we're on the air. We may be back on. We may have not dropped out at all, but you know, if you're listening to us as a podcast, it doesn't matter either.
Right.
iTunes, Stitcher.
If you're listening to us while you're on the elliptical, we speak your name.
So let's get to the headlines. I'm sure it might have something to do with, I don't know, some, wait, we can't say shooting,
right?
The NRA says we can't say shooting because it hurts their feelings.
Yes.
We can't say weapon, weapons, because that hurts their feelings.
So is this the only time the NRA wants people to be politically correct? Is when they're talking about yeah. people that shoot people to death?
Donald Trump said, you know, it's just too soon. It's just too soon to talk about that. I'm still personally
right.
reeling.
Can we be
from
outraged?
Having to eat Japanese food instead of the burgers that I really want.
Oh, what a fucking piece of garbage. Look at all these countries he gets to travel to. He didn't even know.
He is the guy that would go to Hard Rock.
Oh,
in every country.
Fucking lootly.
I'm going to Tokyo. Where's the Hard Rock?
God. I mean, can we be at least a little bit outraged that you're right. We can't say shooters.
Right.
Because the NRA, I don't know. They're offended.
We can and do, but they do
yes.
get butthurt about it.
I mean, so let me get this straight. The only time we have to be politically correct is when you're talking about a baby inside a womb or guns. If you're a Republican, that's the only things they really fucking give a shit about.
I guess, but is that
Jesus?
Let's see what the headlines be.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, November the 6th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
Is your fucking headlines. A little angry. I've been reading a lot of comments
right.
today. It's never a good thing for me.
Yeah. About what? Like
everything.
Okay.
Everything. But a lot about the horrible shooting.
Oh, okay. I see this. Jesus. But how could God let this happen in a fucking church?
Because it was a baby-eating atheist. That's why.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's what I thought. That makes sense.
Sacrifice to the Second Amendment is the headline over at the Huff Post with three photographs of three children that were
yes.
killed by this asshole.
That's what it is, too, right? I mean, that's a good way to put that.
The victims were as young as 18 months and as old as 77 years old.
Oh, my God. How fucking horrible. God.
About half of them were children. Of the 26 who lost their lives, about half of them were children.
God, you know what? I'm so sorry for my atheism right now in this moment, because nothing more. I want to see Wayne LaPierre burn in fucking hell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Fuck him. Ugh.
So it just lists the names of the victims and everything like that, and doesn't really talk. Fortunately, about the asshole that did the shooting, but
yes,
we'll get to him in a moment. But there you go. That's it's a list of the
right
of the victims that they released. The names.
How fucking depressing.
Yeah,
I put an article on the Onion from the Onion on our Facebook.
Oh, it's
page.
The same one they put up every time, right?
What? I don't know.
Is it the same? Every time there's a mass shooting, they rerun the same story from years ago, which is something about Congress isn't going to do anything anyway, or you know, something like that.
No, it's
but that's it's one of their
similar.
Things. It's one of their things that they famously do every time there's a shooting like this. They put up a new version of it. Same Same headline. They don't even change the headline.
Yeah. Excuse me. I'm having allergies or a cold or something. So my voice sounds like total shit, but says no way to prevent this. Says only nation where this regularly happens.
Oh, that might be it. That might be the one. Yeah.
It you know, it's just so fucking frustrating. It is so fucking stupid.
It turns out it wasn't even terror. Despite what the Christians, some of them are squealing online.
Fuck you.
And that pisses me off too, because the guy, the only evidence they have that he may be an atheist is that on his Facebook account, he liked two atheism pages, the friendly atheist and then just the generic atheism page.
So now he's a big atheist.
Well, yeah, nobody can produce. They're talking about, oh, he's a militant atheist. Oh, is he arguing about God, how he hated God. And people are like, produce.
Citations.
Produce evidence of him doing that.
Right.
Just because he liked those two pages, where do you find that he's a militant atheist?
It doesn't mean, God, I got a million pages I've liked. Yeah. I don't even remember them. I mean, I probably don't even like most of the things that I liked. I liked butter. One time I liked butter
and
on
some
Facebook.
Of us like the enemy. To keep an eye on him.
Right. I mean.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
Some of us will like the 700 Club page to see what they're coming out with. Some of us like InfoWars to see what they're coming out. Breitbart. I would like that. I haven't. But I would like that page.
Right.
To
just
get
to
it.
See their stupid fucking headlines. I mean, the truth is, and I mean, if you're a smart person, the only reason this happened is guns. And the only way to solve it is to get rid of these fucking AR-15s or whatever the fuck this guy used to shoot up this church.
Yeah.
I mean, we need gun control. Smart people understand this, but if you don't think so, then you're a dumb fucking dickhead. And, you know, I don't know what to do with those people or how do you treat them? They're stupid as fuck. You know what I mean?
The gunman had, sent threatening texts to his mother-in-law before he targeted the church where she sometimes worshipped.
Right.
Devin Kelly was 26 years old.
Yeah.
Opened fire on the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs on Sunday, killing 26, wounding 20 others.
Yeah.
His wife's grandmother was among the victims.
Oh, my God.
He was later found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, which, by the way, the narrative was that good guy with a gun shot him and that he perished as he was trying to escape in the car, and that's
himself?
Why he crashed. Yeah, he killed himself.
Oh my God.
So that's a lie.
Right. So that's bullshit.
Now a guy did chase him.
Right.
And another guy did have a gun. I don't know whether they took any shots at him.
But it didn't change the
outcome.
He said
he shot at the car. He said he shot at the car as the guy was driving away. But and then they followed him and then they waited.
Right.
But he had pulled over and crashed. By then they think he had shot himself. So the narrative out there of he was stopped by a good guy with a gun ain't necessarily the truth. He might have been chased off a little bit, but he wasn't killed by the good guy with the gun.
You think about it, like, that's what we're allowing for? That's why we're allowed to have so many guns to protect ourselves?
Well, the lieutenant governor of Texas says everyone should have been armed in that place, and none of it would have happened.
You know,
I would have turned around, fired on him at the same moment.
You know, dickhead, why don't you join Rick Perry on Dancing with the Stars? Go learn a grapevine. Or a jazz box. Fuckface.
So he, Devin Kelly.
Yes.
Appears to have a history of domestic violence in 2012. He was in the Air Force. Serving at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. He was court-martialed for assault on his spouse and assault on a child.
So why the fuck was this guy allowed to have a fucking gun in the first fucking place?
They told the New York Times he assaulted his stepson severely enough that he fractured his skull.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking asshole.
What a monster.
That year... he wasn't dishonorably discharged, but he was whatever one step down is of that. There's different levels of being discharged.
I don't know what that is. Kate, look that up, please. You're just sitting there.
His wife at the time filed for divorce. He was sentenced to 12 months behind bars. Oh, here we go. Received a bad conduct discharge.
Hello. Bad conduct.
He remarried in two years later.
Okay. Jeez.
His conviction should have barred him from legally purchasing firearms.
Well, what happened? What the fuck happened?
Under the Lautenberg Amendment, individuals who are convicted of a domestic violence misdemeanor are prohibited from owning or buying guns. So, you know, if you've got a felony of kind of any kind, you're not supposed right. to be allowed to have a gun.
Sure.
But under the Lautenberg Amendment, named after the late representative,
Lautenberg,
they were able to put a little kick to the crotch of the right. fucking NRA terrorists.
Yeah, but not much.
And at least get them to pass a law that said, if you're convicted of a domestic violence misdemeanor, you shouldn't, maybe you shouldn't have a gun either.
Because oh, okay.
that's the vast majority of people that get killed by guns right. in this country, right?
Right, yeah. They have some sort of argument with somebody they're close to, then they happen to have a fucking right. gun in the fucking house. I mean, we've also looked at articles that says if you own a gun, you are more prone to having, like,
to using it.
Conflicts.
Right.
You're more likely to be a fucking asshole.
Yeah, to escalate, because you know you got your gun.
I mean, Whatever.
So,
I mean, you know.
They're not sure how he was. I mean, he bought this AR-15 he had legally. They're not sure how.
Right.
I'm just going to.
Gun show,
I'm
right?
I'm going to cough. Heck, Texas.
Right. Thank you, Texas.
Great job, Texas.
You think it was like a straw man purchase or he bought it himself?
I don't know.
Who knows? You fuckheads.
Academy Sports and Outdoors, a sporting and hunting goods store Ooh. In Texas, confirmed. That he, oh, well, here you go. He purchased two firearms from them, one in 2016, one in 2017. Both sales were approved by the National Criminal, so it wasn't their fault. National Instant Criminal Background Check System.
How did he pass that?
He passed.
But how, if he had those domestic abuse charges?
Well, I'm assuming they're looking into that.
They fucked up. Well, I mean, it's also like we learned that sometimes when gun stores, they put in for these background checks, and if it takes longer than three days...
In some states, yeah.
Yeah, they just approve the gun sale because...
They don't want to inconvenience you.
Yeah, they say it's against your rights to have to wait longer for some bullshit
But not
like that.
For an abortion.
Oh, please, no. Pat. Oh, that's a good fucking point.
72 hours, you've got to let that cook in there a little bit longer. And think about it.
Yeah,
name it and
yeah.
have a party for it.
God, you know, God damn it, I wish my fucking... acquaintance I have on Facebook that's got this big boner for anything that shoots. He said it was sad in Vegas that an accessory that's supposed to be a quote-unquote novelty, one of those bump stocks, was used in such a heinous way. Well, it's not a novelty. It's an accessory that goes on a gun
yeah,
that makes it easier
to us
kill
what,
people.
What practical reason?
It's a novelty.
Okay.
That's what he would say. It's like it's fun to shoot with or some bullshit like that.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
I wonder what little Marky Kessler's up to these days.
Who knows, man? He had a weird story. What was he? Is he...
Well, he...
He's like a double agent.
Well, he lost his mind. Yeah. He came out in favor of gun control or something
yes.
for 5 minutes and then went on TV and said... No, he was just pretending to work for the FBI. Or, you know, he said he was working
God.
He was working with the FBI and took
right.
down some white supremacist group.
Boo.
That was it. And then he wasn't. I don't know. It's
yeah.
all fucked up.
What a fucking bore.
It's all very strange. So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Hello.
And a little bit about
right
the asshole. He was a domestic violence.
And an atheist.
Well, I mean, fortunately,
he liked
they left that out.
Two pages on Facebook that said the word atheist.
Although I do want to raise my middle finger a little bit to the Raw story, which is one of my favorite places.
Oh, I love
to
the Raw
look.
Story.
You get stories very frequently.
Yes.
It seemed to be pretty simpatico, but they shared a story with a title. You know, they aggregate some of their stories. So they just share the... You know, they just copy paste, but they attribute it.
Yes.
Like from Reuters, you know, or
well, they put
the
their
Times
own little headline up there sometimes to sort of.
Well, I don't
maybe
I don't know if they change the headlines or not. It's a good question.
Oh, cool.
But if they didn't, then this is, we owe the fuck you to Agence France Presse, the AFP, which is the French national press, the French press agency who put this story out.
Zut alors.
But listen to the headline. Texas gunman Devin Patrick Kelly, a militant atheist who beat his wife and child.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
And we actually commented, crab diving, a rare discus.
Was it you or comment. Kate?
It was me. Okay. I dictated to Kate.
Right. God.
So who knows what that. It says. But the I had to protest. I mean, fortunately, it appears that there are a lot of freethinkers that read Raw Story, of course, because the vast majority of comments right now tend to be, what the fuck are you talking about with this militant atheist bullshit?
Yeah, dude.
Like, where does that come out in the story at all?
Right.
What citations havest thou? And then even in the this AFP story that they shared, there's bullshit because there's a little bit about a LinkedIn account, which we found out later was a fake account put up by like InfoWars people. Like
so
InfoWars fans. Well, yeah.
God damn.
After it happened, they put it up to link so that the trolls could then go and say, look, look.
Right. I mean, you can't just say the guy was a militant atheist and have no citations. Why the fuck would you even think that's acceptable?
And at one point they say that he, where does it say he's, they said he was like online ranting at God and there's no, we don't believe in God.
Like,
I'm going to get up and rant about Voldemort. Goddamn him.
I'm going to rant about, Slytherin. Fuck Slytherin.
Right. I mean.
It's stupid. A rant against God.
We don't rant against God. We rant against the asshole God botherers who are trying to shove their God into our holes.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what we rant about.
You know, that just dawned on me. Maybe these people that hate atheists because they, you know, they think we hate their sky God. I don't hate your sky God.
Well, we can't.
It's impossible.
Right.
That's like hating a rock. Actually, no, it's not like hating a rock.
You can pick up a rock and chuck at somebody.
No, I hate that rock.
I defy somebody to throw God at me.
Don't throw Jesus at me, okay? Jesus tossing.
You think he was a dwarf?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dwarf tossing.
That would have been great.
Was
he didn't actually walk on the water. They skipped him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, was Jesus like a stone. Dwarf?
Huh?
Is he a dwarf?
I don't know how tall Jesus was.
Miniaturism.
I'm sure he was the tallest in the village, though.
Oh, yes.
With that blonde hair and blue eyes of his.
Right. He always
great
stuck
abs.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy that can make wine is white as fuck.
And trust me, if you could turn water into wine, you're going to have a lot of friends.
Right. Yeah. That actually would have been the end of the Bible, right after he did that. Who gives a fuck?
Right.
Oh, you're going to save us from what?
Yeah, he's Bacchus.
Yeah, I would know. He's Bacchus.
Dionysius.
Let me tell you, the guy that can turn water into wine, even in Rome, he's not getting crucified. I'm keeping that motherfucker around. You're out of your mind.
Right.
He's the only guy that can do anything worth a fucking shit.
Chain him to the
and
wall.
You want me
like
to nail him to a cross?
Chain him to the wall like a keg.
Right, fuck you. I'm keeping this guy out for parties.
Right.
He's good with appetizers. You got to really make something last.
He'll get your golf balls back from the water hazards,
absolutely.
Too. So that's the headline over to the HuffPo.
Yeah.
Let's see what the Drudge Repo.
Plus, God knows all the fun hookers,
is
right?
Not
Jesus
thinking.
Right?
At the Drudge Report, of course. Oh, well, no. They've gotten one of those. Church killer preached atheism.
Oh, my God.
Preached atheism. Bless you.
Sorry. God, fuck. Hey, God, if you exist, fuck this sore throat I have. I hate you for it. I hate you.
He's a real asshole, but it makes me crazy that the first thing they list about him is an atheist. Because
yeah, that is so
church killer preached atheism. Then the next headline, tried bribing underage girls to date him. Next headline, fractured infant stepson's skull. Next line. Arrested for animal cruelty.
But atheist was first.
Atheist was first
before
on that
animal
list.
Cruelty
and fractured infant stepson's skull and trying to bribe underage girls to fuck.
Well, let's get real for a second. What is the worst one out of all those? Do you think the animal thing or the kid thing? That's
the
tough.
Kid thing.
The kid thing, of course.
Fractured
of course.
Infant
son's. That's horrible. But like,
well, I'm trying to fuck young girls.
What did he do to the dog, though? I love dogs.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess so as a reasonable person, you got to put the dog thing after the infant thing and after the trying to date young girls, then the dog thing, right?
Yeah.
And then the atheist thing is at the bottom of the list.
They're all
It's not actually on the list.
That's
stupid.
God, fuck you, Drudge. Seriously.
No, really, honestly.
Fuck you, Drudge Report.
God.
But the real headline is Saudis on the brink of war.
Ooh.
Roundup of the royals continues. Yeah, there's some Shakespearean shit going on over in Saudi Arabia.
What does it matter? Does it make a difference to us? Or
of course.
Does this have anything to do with the fact that women can drive and they can go to sporting events without a burqa? Or with a burqa? They probably still have to wear the burqa.
I don't know. Actually, there's a picture right here. People walking. Oh, this is in Lebanon.
Hello.
I guess Lebanon's a little more secular because there's a woman walking like in jeans and shit without her head covered.
Lebanon's supposed to be like a party city. Right?
Saudi Arabia said today that Lebanon had declared war against it.
Oh, shit.
Because of what it described as aggression against the kingdom.
Oh, my God.
By the Iran-backed Lebanese Shiite group Hezbollah.
Wow.
The Saudi Gulf Affairs Minister. Oh, here we go. We got names.
Yes.
Thamer Al-Sabhan.
Good job.
In an interview with Al Arabiya TV.
Arabida.
Said that the Lebanese government would be, quote, dealt with as a government declaring war on Saudi Arabia.
Oh, shit. That sounds so serious.
Trump's probably like, are they trying to ruin my Japan trip?
Oh, yeah.
I had some great golf, and I fed some fucking fish.
You know what? He probably is mad. He's like, they're stealing my headlines.
Right. It's supposed to be talking about how great I am in Asia and how tall I am.
Yeah, I'm magnificent. Huge.
The Lebanese said that the Hezbollah acts of aggression on the kingdom were considered acts of declaration of war against Saudi Arabia by Lebanon. And by the Lebanese Party of the Devil.
God damn. They're calling Lebanon, whatever, the Party of the Devil. That's not their actual political party, right?
I would guess, yeah.
I don't think they would
name themselves that.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you, if I'm an atheist and I'm actually ranting against God, like...
So their prime minister...
Yes?
...resigned.
Okay.
I think he was even out of the country when he did it, which is like kind of a first. He cited an assassination plot against him in a statement announcing his resignation.
No shit.
See, it ain't boring in other parts of the world either. We got some shit going on here.
Absolutely.
But there's some crazy shit going on elsewhere.
Oh, my God. What if World War III starts in the Middle East, man?
The crisis has pitched Lebanon back into the forefront of a regional struggle between Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Yes.
Which is also played out in Syria, Iraq, Bahrain, and Yemen.
Fuck you. Can you find Lebanon on a map? I cannot.
Probably, yeah.
Shit, man. Where is it? Is it near
Saudi
Arabia?
It's over there, yeah. It's okay. Over there in Israel-ish.
Is it coastal?
To the right of Israel. Earlier on Monday, the president...
Right.
A political ally of Hezbollah.
Ooh,
this is in Lebanon.
Hezbollah.
Appealed for national unity following Hariri's resignation.
Right.
Which ended a coalition government that included Hezbollah.
Okay.
And plunged Lebanon into a political crisis. So.
Wow. Great. Hey, listen, I'm glad we have such a strong State Department, you know, and lots of good diplomats that kind of can help the Middle East.
Why is Drudge, is my question. What's Drudge's angle?
On this?
On this one.
Fuck, I don't know. I mean, I would assume Trump is pro-Saudi Arabia.
A complete hole-licking of Saudi. That's who he curtsied to.
Oh, my God, I forgot. You know, man, I got to tell you something. Sidebar, I was really disappointed about the koi fish thing and how that was a nothing burger. Because the idea of Trump just dumping too much food into a pond full of guppies.
The story was
funny as fuck.
That he and Shinzo Abe were had boxes of food and they had little spoons and they were, you know, in a very delicate Japanese way, feeding the fish very calmly.
Yeah.
And that and that Trump was like, fuck this, and turn the whole box over into the water.
Yeah.
Totally within character.
Right.
Of course. None of us doubted it.
Believable.
But
I loved it.
If you see the whole tape,
yeah.
Shinzo Abe did it first.
You explained that to me this morning.
Right.
And
I
was so fucking disappointed. God damn it. But you know what? Both of them dumping all that food into the pond, they both look fucking stupid.
Right. So that's what's going on over at the Drudge Report is that.
Yes.
What's going on over there? And the other story of this Saudi purge,
right.
this takeover of one of the princes over there who's been arresting some other princes. One of them, like a giant billionaire.
Ooh.
It says a campaign of mass arrests of Saudi Arabian royals, ministers, and businessmen expanded.
Damn.
After a top entrepreneur was reported detained in the biggest anti-corruption purge.
Shit.
Wink, 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 wink,
right,
wink.
Right, right, absolutely.
Oh, they're corrupt.
No, these guys are the opposition or some shit like that.
This is a long one. The reported arrest of Nasir bin Akil al-Tayyar.
Bam! Damn!
Followed the detention of dozens
right.
of top Saudis, including billionaire, this guy, billionaire investor Prince Al-Walid bin Talal.
Damn.
In a crackdown that the Attorney General described as phase one.
Oh, shit.
Over there in the Saudi.
We're not done. We're not done partying.
It's the latest in a series of dramatic steps by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Mm-hmm.
To
Good
assert
job.
Saudi influence internationally and amass more power for himself at home.
Damn.
Oh, it's corruption, I'm sure.
Yes. Are all these people, before they're exiled or whatever, do they have to curtsy? Do they have to perform
probably.
A Schittler curtsy? I mean, that was the
Remember
most
they touched that glowing ball?
Thing, yes.
They had all their hands on that glowing ball for some
odd reason. I'm going to watch that curtsy, video again because... It is bizarre, and everybody should go watch that again because I don't think we appreciated like how fucking weird that was.
Well, yeah.
Why would he do that?
I never saw
Obama curtsy. Not once.
They tell me you're supposed to touch your balls to the ground.
God damn. Weirdo.
Oh God, fuck Ted Cruz. So there's some
agreed.
There's some responses to the horrific shooting that are worthy of our scorn.
Why is it that so many of these Nazis like to shoot people to death? What's up with that? Honestly.
Well, I don't know if this guy was a Nazi.
No, I meant atheist. God, I don't know.
Oh, atheist. They all pedophiles.
I mistook Nazi for atheist. God.
Here is none other than our usual denizen of Faithless Friday here.
Fuck you.
But, you know, the way things are going here in pre-Gilead America.
Oh, yes. Under his eye.
From the 700 Club.
Oh, my God.
Ringing in at 175 pounds of pure hate.
Is he still alive?
Well, you know.
Is he like one of those guys in Westworld, little robot, little fleshy robot?
I don't know. I think he really lives off the essence of dying babies.
Yummy.
There is a new Jim Baker clip that we probably
probably
won't be able to wait till Friday.
Oh, damn it. I can't wait.
We'll play that in a minute. Here is Pat Robertson.
Fuck you,
700
man.
Club talking about the horrific, horrible mass shooting with a weapon of mass destruction.
Is he overly concerned with this guy's fucking atheism?
Do we have a climate of death in this country? What is it going on? We understand a lot of these shootings, the people involved have been taking...
What's the over-under on him choking and have to clear his throat?
Oh, like me? 100%, dude. 100 fucking percent.
Except his is like... spinal fluid of virgins, but he's choking on.
Listen to this fucking guy. Do we have a climate of death? We don't know what's going on. It's guns.
Says a death cult
God.
Leader.
Right. Absolutely. We have shit tons of fucking guns in this country.
I think you've got a skinny bleeding guy hanging on a cross somewhere within eyesight, Pat.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of these shootings, the people involved have been taking antidepressant drugs. And that may well be the causative factor, but something.
God, anything but the fucking guns. Anything but the motherfucking guns.
Right.
Was he on Prozac? Is that the deal?
Probably. Who knows?
So what?
I mean, I agree that shit's overprescribed, and that's our evil pharmaceutical companies pushed it
right
to the point where it's now in our water supplies.
He might. Oh, really? What do you mean?
And there's antidepressants in water supplies in places.
Shit.
Because of all the fucking antidepressants everybody's taking. And I'm all for it. If you need it, do it. But the problem is, it's the first go-to. People go to their fucking general practitioner or the clinic down to the corner.
Yes.
And they're like, I'm really not doing well. I'm feeling a little depressed.
Right.
And they're like, oh, here, try some Zoloft. I happen to have a sample that the 6 foot tall, handsome pharmaceutical rep gave me.
These people should be on marijuana instead. Go get some possibly medical marijuana.
Or how about other things? How about talking through some shit?
Yeah,
need maybe you need to talk through shit instead of to take drugs for it, or maybe exercise and diet may help.
Yes.
I'm not saying that there isn't a need for actual antidepressants or people that do have actual chemical imbalances.
Yes.
But that should be the last line of defense.
Yeah.
Not some asshole GP, the general practitioner, throwing you a Prozac just because he's got a deal with the pharmaceutical rep.
Yeah, why did the doctor say things like, listen, dude, why don't you exercise more? What about that? Or why don't you have more sex?
My dad had, I don't know, his fifth heart attack or something like that.
Right.
And I believe he was a little down.
Oh, yeah, you think?
And they're like, well, you know, let's put him on some antidepressants. And my mom was like, no, he just had a heart attack. Of course he's depressed.
Right.
Fortunately,
and now you want to introduce another med? I mean, fuck.
Yeah, my mom was way against those kind of things, fortunately. Because when I went to that famous headache doctor when I was a kid, at the time, one of the go-to preventive measures, they thought, or maybe it worked for some people, was antidepressants.
Oh, okay.
And my mom was like, he's 8.
Yeah, right.
And he's not depressed. He gets headaches. Yeah. And the doctor was like, oh, well, you know, and we ended up not going that route.
Right. Sounds fucked up.
Suck it up, kid.
Walk it off.
But really, I mean, you know, before you're starting to change your kid's brain chemistry, maybe.
How are they in the water supply? You pee them out?
People pissing it out. Same with estrogen.
God.
From birth control pills.
But we're not drink that. That doesn't go into the water we drink, though, dude. That goes
some
into
of it
the
survives
sewage.
Into. Well, ugh. Yeah, and then there's places that, it, you know, they may not clean their water as well.
Oh
in
my
some
god,
Republican
guys.
Areas.
I don't want to drink the piss water. You know, I'm not Schittler.
Fuck. Here's Pat Robertson.
Thing is going on. Our CBN News national security correspondent Eric Rosales is with us. Eric, there are reports that the shooter turned to atheism.
There's reports that the shooter turned to atheism. So, of course, it's just a matter of time before he starts killing people.
But, you know, man, even the phrase turn to atheism is weird to me because it's like, what does that mean?
Like vampirism or turning into a werewolf.
All that means is you don't believe in God. It's not like you're turning to anything.
Right. I commented earlier. They're saying, well, this is, I'm seeing a lot of comments like, well, of course he was an atheist. It was just a matter of time before he started killing Christians. And I'm like, wait.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And I said, the only similarity between atheists is that we don't believe in any gods.
Right.
That's where the similarities end.
Yeah, man.
There are conservative atheists. There are liberal atheists. There are, asshole rich people, libertarian atheists.
Right. And there's some atheists out there that evangelize. You know what I mean? They're like, they want to bring more people into the fold of not believing in shit. But I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I'll happily debate, sort of.
Yeah,
I don't like debating Christians on whether their God exists. My fight is keeping out of government because I don't care whether their God exists.
The reason it's tough to debate these Christian types about the atheism is because their argument is always that Ken Ham thing. Here's the Bible.
Well, there's many of them. Yeah.
Here's the Bible. That's what it all boils down to.
Or faith.
Yeah. And it's like, how
it
do
boils
I
down
argue
to
with
faith.
That?
Well, then we agree. You believe something of which there is no evidence.
Yeah.
That's
faith. You have faith.
I don't.
Yeah. So now what?
We're done.
What do we
Let's
do,
move
dickhead?
Along.
Right.
Or when they try to say, "What? Please show me evidence that your God exists," I'll say, and they'll say, "Prove he doesn't."
Oh my God!
I love that one.
That's the best.
That's logic.
Right.
That's not even 101. That's kindergarten logic. You learn that you can't prove a negative.
Boo. Pat Robertson would say that though. Prove he doesn't.
Can you prove there's not a God? Oh sure. They whip out variations of all of them.
It's Skeksis.
The second law of thermodynamics. That's one of my favorites.
What is that?
They say that because of entropy, that we couldn't exist by chance,
right?
Because, but then the second law of thermodynamics is in a closed system, and Earth is not a closed system. Plus, they're talking about abiogenesis and things like that, which is life spontaneously popping up because,
right,
I don't know, there was some goo on the ground and a lightning bolt and a lightning bolt hit it and turned,
right,
and RNA. We have the beginnings of RNA.
Yeah,
which is a possibility in one of the theories. But that drives them crazy. How can you get something from nothing?
But like, what does that have to do with a fucking God up in the sky though?
Well, and they always conflate that with evolution.
Right.
Like you'll say there's ample evidence that evolution is a fact.
Okay.
And then you got to argue with him about the definition of theory, which is so tedious.
Oh God.
And then they'll say, well, there's no transitional fossils. And then all you have to say is, oh yeah, there are a whole bunch.
Then what if they say citations,
et cetera? Well, then I'll share citations. Look at all the Australopithecuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of these different monkeyish human bones that we have are gaps in the fossil record,
right, man,
that get filled in when we find one. So, you know, it's
science allows. See, the thing is, you always say, like, listen, if you present to me evidence that there is a God, then based on some fucking science,
right,
then I'll, you know, of course, if you produce God to me and say, hey, look, here's God, I'll fucking believe in it if I see a guy walking around shooting lightning out of his fucking fingers or whatever the fuck he does. Yeah, I'll believe that.
So, I mean, there's a whole range of epistemological arguments, et cetera.
Epistemological. Pee-pee tapes.
pee-pee tapes.
That's what I believe in. Kate, give me those tapes. Call somebody.
But most of the time, I mean, you're not arguing with people who know the logical and philosophical reasonings behind it. That's why it's kind of, I think, counterproductive if you just throw out logical fallacy numbers. When, you know, if somebody's like, well, this and this. Oh, no true Scotsman fallacy.
Right.
Oh, argument from ignorance fallacy. You're better off.
Better off just ignoring.
Well, no. Describe the fallacy without naming it.
Oh, okay.
The no true Scotsman is the no true Christian you always hear.
Yeah.
And that's the fallacy of, well, you know, basically.
Then they aren't a true Christian.
Every person can believe by, there's no set criteria to what is a Christian, because you could take two Christians and they'll look at each other and say, oh, he's not a real Christian.
No, yeah.
He's not a real Christian. He don't hate the gays. He ain't a real Christian.
To me, the crazy argument with the Jesus people is like, which Bible they read. The King James, the this, the that.
Right.
None of it's the original, whatever that means.
Well, you know, and then
means,
you try to tell them how it was written and compiled, and they're like, oh, no.
A bunch of pervy monks, man. Getting blowjobs, transcribing shit with quill pens, and that's what you're basing your fucking bullshit
on?
Even fucking out of your mind.
Constantine and the Council of Nicaea and all that shit, I mean, they voted on what to put in the Bible. There's a reason.
What's the Council of Nicaea? That's from Monty Python.
There's a reason of
the Council of Nicaea.
There's a reason why all that
bullshit.
They voted on what to put in the Bible. Oh well, the Lord probably voted for them. I'm sure is the.
What did they vote out? I want to know what cool shit.
Josephus was it? Is that the wait? Is it Josephus? There's a another gospel.
Yes.
That they, I don't know.
They just got rid of it?
They deemed unworthy.
God damn, they got cut. They got cut from the fucking movie.
The Lord didn't agree with it.
Here's
the rest of,
dude.
God, we really went down an atheism
hole.
Rabbit hole. I apologize.
That's right.
But my argument, I love reading those arguments, and I love thinking about that shit, which is why I took philosophy of religion a little bit in college and stuff, because I find it odd that people believe that and fascinating. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want to argue with regular people about whether their God exists or not. I want to argue with legislators that vote to cram their God laws.
Because that's the problem.
Upon us.
I don't care if on Sunday you go to church and pray to whatever.
Rock on. Hate who you want. You're not going to put it in the law. You're not going to say, we're not baking a cake for gay people.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck you. If you are open to the community,
right.
You're open to the community.
And I have a problem with these Pentecostals, too, with these snakes. Could you imagine living next to one of these churches and they're like, oh, dude, listen, we wanted to let you know. All our fucking snakes got out. Sorry.
And by definition, they're not keeping them in the legal way. They're not registered because you're not supposed to have cobras in the hills of West Virginia, you asshole.
You have to register poisonous snakes with the fucking government,
and
but not your fucking gun.
That one preacher got caught, remember, a couple of times?
Oh, yeah.
Arrested for smuggling snakes across state lines.
The Bible tells me.
They would drive out to the desert in fucking Texas and shit and grab rattlers. And then them back up to the hills of West fucking Virginia.
Not to be a dickhead about it, but they're actually copperheads, what they get. And those are more dangerous. Copperheads are so dangerous, man. They're territorial. They will bite the fuck out of you.
There are reports that the shooter turned to atheism and mocked believers. What do you know about him?
Yeah, he certainly did, Pat. He was very outspoken of his atheistic views on Facebook and would often challenge people on Facebook, is what we're being told.
Oh, my God.
I think the story is that they talked to people that were friends of his, allegedly, on Facebook, who said...
Yes.
Oh, he was... right. I would argue about God.
What kind of journalism is this?
Well, and I know a lot of people like that.
It's what we're being told.
Right.
So stupid.
I'm gonna skip a bit.
With some of the people there in the congregation, for him to go in there and
skipping.
Yeah,
received a dishonorable.
Get back to Pat.
Tiny church like this would be kind of hard to afford somebody like that.
Yeah, it's certainly.
They're talking about armed guards.
Okay,
because that's the new thing. Everybody should be armed, or at least have an armed guard in every church, right?
Get rid of the guns! Get rid of the guns! It's the only solution.
It also makes me sad, this so many people are saying, and in a house of the Lord.
Oh my God.
In the house of the Lord, in a church, how could this happen?
Oh my God.
Well,
what difference does it make?
It makes me sad that they think like there's some special magic protecting them. Obviously, it didn't work real well for this Baptist church.
Are they saying it's more tragic that somebody died in church than like in the streets of Las Vegas?
It's just weird how they're like, oh, in a house of worship, you can't even go to church. Well, you can't even go to a country music festival.
Right.
You can't even go to school as a second grader.
And what kind of fucking bullshit Harry Potter magic do you think protects you at a fucking church? I mean, it's odd.
Yeah. I was about talking to your legislator and or running for office on let's have some gun control.
Oh, yeah. What about that?
Ticket.
That might help.
Do fucking something.
Oh, my God.
But
you know, nothing's going to happen. All right, I am confident nothing
regarding
gun control will happen.
Certainly would be tough to afford something like that. You know, Pat, it's...
Skipping.
God, that
about 5,000 in Fresno, California, People's Church.
Skipping.
Room area. You have to practice.
I hear these people that come on Sunday morning to worship God and to pray and to receive communion or whatever else they did. And here they are innocently in this building, and this evil man comes in their midst. But he's mentally unstable, but... I hope and pray that they don't politicize this thing and start talking about gun control and all that, because it won't be necessary. But
They don't start politicizing this. Although I'm going to point out that he's an atheist.
Right.
Let's not politicize this.
I mean, what if he was an atheist and came in there and started throwing spoons at people? Would it have been so fucking deadly?
But I do think there's got to be a thorough investigation into the effect of antidepressants on these suicides. There have been so many of these mass killings, and almost every one, as I said before, has had some nexus to antidepressants. So we
well, maybe there's some mentally unstable people out there who have been heavily medicated at times in their lives.
I would say probably a guy that wants to shoot himself, but before he does that, he wants to kill his in-laws at a church or wherever. Maybe he does need to be on some lithium. Maybe he does need some antipsychotics. I mean, you know, he obviously didn't have enough. Or, oh my God, this is so stupid.
And maybe if we had universal health care and universal mental health care.
Yes. This would be different.
And you could get rid of the stigma of mental illness.
Yeah.
So that people are like, wow, I'm feeling a little rough. I'm going to go in.
And in Australia and in Japan and, you know, in the UK, there are people there that are mentally ill, but they don't have this shooting thing. They don't have these mass fucking shootings.
Right. They can't go buy an AR-15.
God, I mean, it's obviously it. That is obviously the fucking solution.
Even if he had a pistol, he would have run out in 8, 10, 12
what
shots.
What does this guy have?
Unless he had an extended magazine.
Did he have an AR-15?
I think he did. He had a was it a Mauser?
A Mauser! God, that sounds scary. What is that? Some fucking Nazi gun? A Mauser?
I want to say.
God, I hate this gun shit. We're in the middle of this fucking. I'm stuck in a gun culture. Everybody loves guns more than anything. Honestly, I think it's fetuses. No, I think it's guns, fetuses, Jesus.
That's their preference, you mean?
Yes, absolutely. And then racism, like hating shit. That's in there. That's everywhere.
Ruger. It was a Ruger AR-556, which is a type of AR-15 military style rifle. Was designed for use in the U.S. military in the 50s.
Yes. Oh, God. Why, if you're a private citizen, why do you have that? Because the deer, they're extra aggressive this time of year?
Or, usually semi-automatic.
Right.
The rifles are loaded with magazines, which are boxes of bullets that feed automatically into the gun as it's fired.
Perfect.
We know what magazines are. Usual is 10 rounds, which is the legal limit in some states, but often magazines can hold 30.
Perfect. Okay.
Companies, and they list two companies, I'm not going to say their fucking names, because they make circular drums that can hold 50, Ryan.
Oh, my God.
And some magazines can hold even more than that.
Perfect.
The gunman bought the rifle from a sporting goods store in San Antone in 2016 of April.
You know, I actually heard somebody tell me that.
Check the box. It said he didn't have any disqualifying criminal history.
Okay. He just checked the box. Right. I'm just ticking the box. No, give me my fucking gun.
I can totally buy this gun.
You know, man, I mean, God, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. Fuck this.
The governor said he tried to get a license to carry, but was denied. I want
sad
citations and proof of that.
Right. Fuck the governor and the fucking lieutenant governor. They're garbage, right?
They're often referred to as assault rifles or assault weapons, though members of the gun industry prefer to call them modern sporting rifles.
Oh, my God.
Or
again.
MSRs.
I got to be politically correct when you're talking about fucking guns. Guns, fetuses.
Modern sporting rifles.
How's this fucking sporting? And what's...
Well, I think a few of those kids tried to hide.
Oh, okay, I see.
So it was like a video game. It's a little more sporting.
Where's the sporting in this? I don't get this. This is fucking nuts.
The Ruger has a suggested retail price.
Yes.
For the AR-556 of $799.
Is that expensive for a fucking gun? Is that a good deal? Is that a good deal? Is that cheap? Affordable?
I think they should be $10,799.
Oh, yeah. Or what Chris Rock said, make the bullets real fucking expensive.
Both. The guns were restricted by federal law for 10 years until the so-called assault weapons ban expired under George W. Bush in 2004.
Right. Thanks, GOP, you fucking dickbags.
Certain states such as New York, California, and Massachusetts still impose restrictions that are similar to the expired ban.
Boo. God damn it. California, right?
AR-15 type rifles were used in the two deadliest mass shootings in modern history here in America. The killing of 58 people from the window at the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Vegas last month, and the killing of 49 at the nightclub in Orlando, Florida last year.
Oh my God. Man, that fucking Pulse nightclub.
They were also used at Sandy Hook in Newtown, a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado.
Somebody told me one time
an office party in San Bernardino, California,
that you need a machine gun to fucking hunt squirrels with. Is that true? Because they're so fucking fast.
I think I may.
Some fucking redneck told me that.
Oh, that's great.
Honestly, have you seen squirrels in the wild? They're fast.
So there you go. During the Obama administration,
how stupid, man.
Mass shootings often led to a surge in sales for the AR-15s.
Great.
Because gun buyers feared the Fed government,
fuck you,
would
boy.
Tighten gun control laws.
Right.
Yeah. Gun retailers stockpiled AR-15s and other guns during the campaign, expecting Hillary Clinton to win.
Meaning people that buy a shit ton of guns and be like, she's going to come
disappointed.
For my guns.
Gun manufacturers and gun sellers were disappointed Trump won because they know that the whole Second Amendment, they're coming for your guns thing, is a lie.
Right. They are not. God, there's not a war on white people. No one is coming for your guns.
After Trump won, gun sales dropped. Sellers have lowered the prices for the AR-15.
Oh, thank you, Trump.
Because it's hurt the manufacturer's bottom line.
I mean, you think about it. If this guy... Oh, God, the gun should be more expensive, right? $700.
CEO of Ruger told financial analysts modern sporting rifles.
Yes.
Got hit pretty heavily this year, Ryan.
No, okay.
He called it a soft sector flooded with cheap rifles from off-brand competitors. There's
what
knockoffs.
The fuck, man?
You can go downtown to a booth and buy a knockoff.
Oh, yes. Is that the thing at gun shows that it's a knockoff? The fake guns or some bullshit like that, but the real nice guns, you have to go to a gun store?
Or you can get both. They probably just have cheaper knockoffs you can sell.
I don't know shit about this gun culture. I mean, $700.
The gun show loophole is private seller versus a business seller.
Okay.
And I think it's a business seller. You still have to run background checks, even if at a gun show.
Sure.
But if you're a regular guy.
Yes.
Wink, wink. Who says, I want to sell my gun collection. You can also go to the gun show. You don't have to because it's private seller to private seller.
God damn. We how can we change this?
Well, you pass a law and close that loophole. Okay. But
we can't because...
NRA, Freedom, Second Amendment.
We got a bunch of fucking broke dicks. Bunch of fucking broke dickheads in fucking Congress. Fuck you.
The CEO, Chris Killoy. What a great, perfect name. Killoy.
Oh, fuck you.
Said MSRs.
What is that?
Modern sporting rifles.
Oh,
Ryan.
Okay. God,
you
I'm sorry.
You can't call them assault
Boy,
rifles.
Boy, I'm such a cock.
Can't call them assault rifles.
Ooh.
MSRs are certainly an important part of our product line.
Oh, yes.
But they're certainly not the dominant part of our product line by any means.
Dominant.
We see that as a solid part of the market going forward, but it's still pretty bloody out there with the discounting from some of our competitors. What an unfortunate choice of words.
No, yes. Is he British? Why the fuck would he use bloody? God, this guy's a piece of shit.
It's rough these days.
Man, the gun industry sounds just heinous, dude. It sounds like it's just filled with heinous fucking evil ass Krakens. You're right. And you're right. They're constantly putting a price on the Second Amendment. Pile of dead kids. That is what your AR-15 is worth.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you even like? No, that's a stupid question. I was going to say, how do you even buy these guns? And how do you feel like supporting these evil fucking gun manufacturers? Like, I wouldn't want to give them my fucking money. But I'm not into guns.
What
the fuck?
So it's really antidepressants and atheism. Right?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's Prozac.
Cause.
I don't believe in Jesus.
According to Pat Robertson.
Yes.
Of the 700 Club.
What a Skeksis.
We've got, this could be one of the more heinous responses.
Yes.
Apparently this has got some action over to our Facebook page where we shared it. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Fucking atheists.
This guy, I don't know who he is. He's a religious dickwad is who he is. I haven't heard of him before. He's a Lutheran pastor. You would think Lutherans are, I don't know. When I think Lutherans, I also grew up on the South Side of Chicago.
Yes.
When I think Lutherans, I think Catholic light.
Oh, definitely Catholic light. But I will say it's in between Baptists are very like conservative and do a bunch of pain in the ass Jesus shit.
Right.
Methodists are above the Baptists, meaning they don't do quite as much pain in the ass Jesus shit, but Lutherans are in the middle to me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Actually, the Episcopals were the real Catholic lights in our area.
They were literally
Catholic light.
I mean, you know, they're pussies. Come on. Come on, guys.
And the Methodists, I didn't really know many Methodists. I knew Lutherans.
You know what you did, though?
A bunch of Lutherans.
Because they don't talk about it.
Oh.
They don't give a fuck. They're like the Catholics of Protestantism or whatever that means.
Hans Fiene?
Nine!
F-I-E-N-E? Fiene? 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 Fiene?
Fiene.
Is a Lutheran pastor, also a regular writer over at the right-wing bullshit crazy nut job site, The Federalist.
Oh, yeah. That's trash.
Has written a new column over there where he first starts, of course, he's mad about the thoughts and prayers thing.
Oh, yeah, me too. Jeez.
No, he's mad about us evil baby killers mocking thoughts and prayers.
So what? It's stupid.
He says, it may seem on the surface that God was refusing to give protection to his Texas children. But we are also praying that God would deliver. No, this is where it gets heinous.
Yeah, yeah.
So he pisses and moans about the thoughts and prayers and people not taking action. He's like, oh, but you know, prayer works, kind of bullshit. Then he goes on explaining to liberals that it's God's plan.
Okay,
of course, that they would get shot in their own house of worship. And here's where he basically is you know, hey, bright side.
Oh, okay. What's the silver line? How many people are dead? 26?
We are praying that God would deliver... And kids.
Oh, my God.
18-month-old. We are also praying that God would deliver us from evil eternally. Through these same words, we are asking God to deliver us out of this evil world and into his heavenly glory, where no violence, persecution, cruelty, or hatred will ever afflict us again.
God damn.
So then figure this out. So when a madman with a rifle sought to persecute the faithful.
Right.
It's not a domestic thing where the guy went batshit.
Yeah.
It's an atheist out to persecute.
It's a war
the faithful.
On my fucking faith. It's a war on Christianity. God damn.
A madman with a rifle sought to persecute the faithful at First Baptist Church Sunday morning. He failed.
Yeah.
Just like those who put Christ to death. And just like those who have brought violence to believers in every generation, this man only succeeded in being the means through which God delivers his children from this evil world into an eternity of righteousness and peace.
This guy is mentally ill. That's a stupid. He's even suggesting that atheists killed Jesus, right? I mean, kind of in that statement.
Oh, probably, yeah. Well, the Jews did, so, you know.
So this yeah, right. Well, this mass shooting is a war on his faith, his religion, Christianity.
Oh, sure. And also, those people got mowed down should be grateful to the Lord that they get to go nuzzle under his bosom.
God, it's amazing. Jesus still has so many friends and friends, so many customers and shit.
Yeah.
He has the worst customer service. God sucks.
He also says that in order to fully defeat evil eternally, God has to let evil get some temporary victories.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Then God is a fucking asshole.
God's
if God What in order to defeat evil eternally? I thought God's all powerful and could defeat evil eternally if he wanted to. But he gave us will, free will.
The Christians have to get a new fucking God. This one isn't working out in your bullshit fucking church.
He's a dick.
Somebody showed up and mowed down a bunch of people with some dumbass fucking machine gun from the 50s. Why did this guy have this fucking gun anyway?
God, fuck this daylight savings time. Oh, yeah, it's bullshit. Getting dark. It's getting dark here. I just had to turn lights on here and crab diving.
God, so there you go. God sucks. Your God's a piece of garbage.
So God's answering prayers by letting people eat some lead.
What kind of customer service is that? You go to church, you give 10% of your fucking income. God's supposed to answer your prayers. That's a fucking deal. I mean, I guess nobody asked to not be shot to death in that church.
Right.
That's the fucking thing. So you got it. By the way, when you guys are praying to your whatever, remind God to not let you be shot to death. That's important. You got to remember.
Do I have one more reaction?
Is it because, I know why this mass shooting happened. God was preoccupied with this, that Louisiana-Alabama game over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Who won that? Fuck, I don't even know.
Fox and Friends.
Boo.
I actually guessed poorly. I saw the headline and I went right for Kilmeade.
No,
but,
gross.
Apparently, what is Ducey wearing? He's got some like electric blue pimp suit on with a pink tie. Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Looks like Roger Stone's dressing Ducey these days.
Damn.
Ainsley Earhart, basically is like, well,
right.
Let me translate it. If you're going to get shot, church is the place to do it. What? No, I would prefer a trauma center.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. That makes a lot of sense.
Right?
I was just sitting here thinking, well, if the pews are like, the pews aren't wooden, if they have cushions maybe, then I can lay down and slowly bleed out. But their idea is like you get shot, then you can be prayed for by professionals, right?
I guess so.
Stupid. You're an idiot.
Inflicted wound.
Governor, we've been reporting this shouldn't happen in a church, but I was downstairs talking with some people that work here that we all talk about our faith and we share the same beliefs. We were saying there's no other place.
Oh, what a,
at Fox?
What a fun coffee clutch that is, huh?
That's not what we've heard goes on at Fox. Well, it's like Caligula. Yeah.
It's probably the women hiding in the corner talking about their faith while trying to keep out of pussy grabbing range.
These rapey sharks are, all these like creepy dudes at Fox roaming around, showing their dicks.
They're talking to Greg Asshole of Texas.
Bleh.
Abbott, excuse me.
Oh, yes.
We share the same beliefs. We were saying there's no other place we would want to go other than church, because I'm there asking for forgiveness. I feel very close to Christ when I'm there. So I'm trying to look at some positives here and know that those people are with the Lord now and experiencing eternity and no more suffering, no more sadness.
This is a national news broadcast.
You tell me that somebody I'm related to, I'm close to, gets shot to death. How fucking horrible is that? That's a bad way to go, dude.
Well, I mean, I'm going to expect that from my Jesus-y relatives or
God, I don't care.
The God-y friends. When my mom died, I got a lot of that. She's in heaven now with your dad stuff and all that. And I was like, okay, thanks.
God, fucked up, though.
But this is a national news broadcast to a country. Yeah, to a country where, yes, most identify as Christians, but it's dropping fast.
Right. Because of this bullshit. I mean, it should be, right? Like, if you believe in God,
why not just say you're a religious station? Why pretend?
You know what, man? If I would have woke up early in the morning on a Sunday, on my motherfucking day off, I show up to church and I get shot to death and God doesn't protect me. Fuck you, God. We're done, baby. That's bullshit.
Abbott goes on to agree that there is, quote, a necessity for us to come together under one God to purge evil and rely upon the love that God provides. He's the governor of Texas saying we need to come together under one God.
I'm sorry. Did you say governor or Ayatollah Khomeini?
Under his eye.
God, how creepy.
Beware, everybody. These fucking Dominionists are really trying to climb up our asses.
Right, right. This is such bullshit.
Beware.
I mean, doesn't Abbott know that he sounds like the fucking Taliban? He sounds like the Taliban.
It's intentional. It's intentional.
Right. He means to be a dickhead.
Sure. Rush Limbaugh.
Bleh.
Terrorists don't just come from Al-Qaeda. Sometimes terrorists come straight from the Democrat Party.
Oh, okay. The guy was an atheist and obviously a progressive.
Did we find out he's a Democrat?
I don't know. I assumed he was with her. Why else would he shoot up a fucking church?
Right. Now, we did find out that the guy in Vegas, I believe, was a Trump supporter. I think that came out a week or two ago. But
right.
Cricket.
No rush to judgment there.
No. Rush Limbaugh, though,
right.
wants us all to know that sometimes the terrorists are Democrat.
Thanks, dickhead.
God, it's just
everybody's so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
this is fucked up.
Thrilled, giddy.
Eat my dick.
By the way, big disappointment over the weekend.
Oh, what happened?
Not one. I didn't hear about one super soldier cutting off any heads in any town square.
Yeah, dude, I was looking forward to seeing these super soldiers.
Very disappointed.
We did see Thor though. That was cool.
Thor was good. Thumbs up.
Right.
Two crab claws up for Thor, right?
Love it.
Good movie.
Yeah, it was great. Lots of funny.
I was worried at the beginning. The first scene is a little. The humor was a little for me
like it?
In the first scene.
With what? The guy?
Spoiler alert.
With the fire.
Yeah.
The devil guy?
I mean, it was a little funny, but it was one of those where it felt a little too hard pressed funny.
Hard.
Maybe I'm just being a dick.
I loved,
but
all
it was.
The,
I thumbs up for the movie.
I mean, there's some good dick jokes in it.
Some an anus joke.
Yeah, that's great.
The Civil War apparently that was starting on Saturday. I must have missed it. Also,
oh yeah,
it must have came and went because
what the fuck?
Antifa didn't start a civil war either.
Oh geez, it was like that story.
As far as I know,
bullshit.
They're all sad. So they had to do something. So they broke their necks to somehow, there were even photoshops within minutes.
Yes,
of his supposed Facebook page with Antifa.
Who this guy?
Yeah,
this so shooter
all over the alt-right.
Oh,
these
God.
Cernoviches and these Posobiecs. These little needle dicks, these tiny bald little
so
lunatics, were saying, "Oh, well, it's Antifa. He's
right,
Antifa.
Right, right.
He like there was one report out that was out as news. They were putting out and sharing that he stepped into the church and said, "In the name of communism, will rule us all."
Oh, the guy was mentally ill.
Well, it's not accurate either.
Right. Unfortunately, we live in a country where everybody has access to guns. It doesn't matter if you're batshit crazy. Who cares?
Right.
Doesn't matter if it's documented that you beat people like this guy. You can have a fucking gun. That's what happened.
In fact, Jack Posobiec, InfoWars contributor.
Yes.
Most famously, one of the prominent spreaders of Pizzagate.
Spreaders.
Which he still stands by the way.
Oh, my God. That is the stupidest. That place.
Over this weekend, it flared up again. There's even a story I saw about
what?
That somehow, for some reason, now there's a pedophile sex tape. I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe Hillary Clinton munching on a 4-year-old or something.
Oh, God.
But the story that was bouncing around was that the new Hillary pedophile sex tape will blow it all out of the water. The international pedophilia ring.
Do you think? You think if that story was about to be broke? If that was a real thing, don't you think you would see those headlines on the Times and the New York Times?
Well,
don't you think CNN would lead with that?
I think they might.
Hillary Clinton's a child molester would be the lead story on every news publication, not just InfoWars, if it were true.
The Liz Crokin, a right-wing, let's call her a journalist. She
Fuck
calls herself
you.
One.
Right.
Is she's her main reason for existence seems to be proving that government, entertainment, and business leaders are involved in a massive satanic pedophile cult.
Oh, it's satanic too?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure, God.
She posted a video on Liberty One TV. Asserting that a sex tape featuring Hillary Clinton will soon be released and prove once and for all that Pizzagate is true.
A sex tape is coming out with Hillary Clinton, and it's just these guys that have it. They're the only ones with the fucking story, by the way.
So there was an article in Newsweek about a Russian troll who worked with a propaganda agency, he said, that tried to produce a fake Clinton sex tape.
Oh, wow.
That they were going to release during the 2016 election try to help Trump.
Right. How the fuck do you make
She insists, he said it, we were going to make a fake one. She insists that a real one, however. So she cites, listen to how that they brain fuck people.
Yeah, yeah.
The dumb. They brain fuck the dumb.
You're going to get skull fucked.
Because she cites a real article from Newsweek about a real Russian internet troll who actually claimed that he worked with a propaganda group that was going to produce a fake sex tape allegedly of Hillary Clinton and release that out there to try to help Trump, right?
Sure.
That's all true. She then says, well, there actually is one, though, with no evidence past that.
Based on nothing.
But nothing.
God.
So like Alex Jones does, takes a kernel of truth and turns it into chimera.
Well, that's
takes
how that,
a kernel of truth and turns it into lizards running
the
government.
What about the fetal body parts and all that tissue?
Same thing.
Bullshit, you know.
Same thing. There is
a
donation of fetal material. You can. They don't sell it. And they don't rip squealing babies out of the vagina and start chopping off legs.
Right, I like to sprinkle that in my smoothie. My conditioner, actually. It's good for your hair.
Croken claims that there were so many videos featuring high-level political figures doing horrible things to children found on Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Oh, yes, of course.
So somehow Weiner has the videos of everybody's pedogate.
That idiot is the mastermind of the pedogate shit. Meanwhile, that dumbass is the guy sending pictures of his dick with his kid in the fucking background of the picture, right?
But apparently the deep state and the covering up for the kid diddlers is in the FBI. Because everybody that saw Wiener's laptop, apparently it never got out, Ryan, that these sex tapes of all these high-ranking officials and entertainment people are fucking kids.
It was a cover-up orchestrated by Obama and Rosie O'Donnell.
She says, the NYPD officers that watched it made grown men cry.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Oh, here's some audio. Here you go. Here's batshittery.
There is a Hillary Clinton sex tape that exists. But guess what? It's not fake. Okay? So
there is, Ryan.
God.
There is one that exists.
Is that Ainsley?
But guess what? It's not fake. No, this is Liz Croken, idiot.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
On Anthony Weiner's computer, there was a file that was titled Life Insurance. And in this file, there are videos allegedly.
Allegedly. God.
Sex videos, including a sex video of Hillary Clinton allegedly with Uma Abedin.
And Hillary doing some biscuit bumping.
Allegedly.
She keeps saying that enough.
She's the only one that has this scoop.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, congratulations.
And an underage girl, yes, believe it or not.
Oh, it's a threesome with an underage girl.
Ooh, color me there.
Can we pedophiles?
She must have ordered the Hawaiian pizza.
Wow.
Wink.
Yes. This is fucked up.
And there's also so many videos implicating so many powerful politicians involved in pedophilia. And the videos were so graphic and horrific that multiple sources said that when NYPD got this laptop and reviewed.
So this gotten out. NYPD, the FBI, multiple sources are saying this.
And listen to the way she talked. She's like,
she's a fucking idiot.
Pedophilia?
Viewed these files. It was so horrific that it made grown men cry.
Okay, I'm done.
It made grown men cry.
So there
cry.
You go. Apparently, everyone,
right.
Buy popcorn. Be ready.
Yes.
Because there's going to be a Uma Abby, Hillary underage girl.
Sex party. Yeah. Sex romp.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. Lick fest going on.
Lick fest. Uba Abedin Lick Fest.
God, these people. I mean, she votes.
Oh, my God.
Liz Croken votes.
Do you think she has an audience? You think she has a fan base?
Probably.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
She's been around for a while.
Ugh, gross.
Previous headline. Liz Croken says Scalise shooting was a hit orchestrated by the Pizzagate sex trafficking ring. We did
what
that story.
The fuck?
We did that story.
All right. I don't remember that. What was the idea?
Pizzagate
that...
was a hit. They were getting too close.
So Pizzagate.
Because of course the Republicans won, are Ryan, are
Yo,
the ones
yes, of
that are going to expose this because all the Democrats are the pedophiles. Right. There's no Republicans that are in this Pizzagate.
But Pizzagate itself is an organization.
Well, oh yeah, it's a big cover-up.
Oh, okay.
It's a big group, organization.
Who's
apparently
in charge?
Wiener was a member.
Right, he was in charge.
Well, he had the videos of everybody, insurance. Apparently.
Life insurance? God, these guys are fucking dumb.
I believe it was because of Steve Scalise's work with sex trafficking.
Ooh. God. So Steve Scalise was going after sex traffickers and the Democrats along in cooperation with the folks at the Pizzagate department.
Sure.
Put a hit out on Scalise.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Hillary.
I totally buy it.
Probably is.
Perfect.
I'm sure Hillary's in charge, knowing them.
Oh, God.
So there you go. That's...
fuck you.
These people are just... It's
they're
beyond,
heinous,
yeah.
They're
it's just beyond.
Heinous.
All right, here we go. Jim Baker.
Boo.
Oh, wait a second. Sorry.
Oh, damn.
We want the people listening to be able to hear this too. Let me press that button. Kate, you're fired.
Trump is not crazy.
No. Wow.
They want him to be crazy because they want to impeach him. There's nothing they can impeach him over because this thing with the collusion with Russia, they can't prove. Yeah. But they want to say this man's...
Oh, let Lori talk.
Come on,
let Lori talk.
Lori's got a theory.
They can't prove. Yeah. But they want to say this man's crazy. And they're trying to get doctors to say the president's crazy. I'll tell you what, if they go through with that, there will be a riot in the United States of America. And you're going to find little old ladies rioting.
Yes.
You're going to find the church people out rioting because they're not going to take it anymore.
No.
This is stupid and insanity what's going on in our country right now.
It is.
It is.
And we just heard it.
It is.
Very disappointed he didn't let Lori.
Damn, that's a short one.
Lori Baker, it is a little tidbit, a little nugget.
Do you think they get their marching orders when they go in and meet with whoever in that, like, religious bullshit White House council?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, Jim Baker's and Lori, they're involved in that.
They're not in the A team, though. They don't get to meet with Trump. Remember all those pictures?
Do they get talking points, you think? Or they probably don't need them.
I don't know, yeah.
They have them.
Yeah. They've had them for generations.
Right.
Let's see. What else? I've got a story here. I do want to play this clip. This is a representative. This is amazing.
Yes.
This is up on our Facebook. I think I might have tweeted it too. You know, they're trying to do the same shenaniganry. And we're talking about Republicans, of course. The same bullshit that they tried to do with the health care.
Right.
Which is passing insanely huge legislation that affects generations to come, lives.
Right.
Without any hearings, without
without any markups, CBO,
without
right?
Yeah, without anything, just to ram it through because they're desperate for a W.
They just want to win. They're not going to pass anything, these lunatics.
This is during one of their committee hearings.
Committee.
That was looking at this ridiculous tax bill that they're coming up with. That fucks the middle class, fucks the poor.
Everybody gets fucked.
And rich people, it's all good.
Right. They're not getting fucked.
Even these pass-throughs. Did you see this pass-through thing? Which
no.
Mainly benefits wealthy real estate people.
Wow. Shit.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
So that would be everybody in the Trump administration.
That's just a coincidence. That's everybody. Ryan. It's just a coincidence.
This is so stupid.
So this is Representative John Larson, who is a Democrat from Connecticut.
Yes.
And we speak his name now.
Right.
Because during this, and there's a whole bunch of them. This is a big committee. There's a whole bunch of these assholes there. Republicans and Democrats.
Right.
And this is another one where they snuck into a closet and
right.
and wrote it, ooh, and then came yes. out and said, here, we're voting on it. Ramming it down.
And they bitched about Obamacare, yeah. the process not being transparent.
Which
come
took
the fuck on.
A year and a half and had 100 amendments.
Yeah.
Here is the awesome Representative John Larson from Connecticut unleashing. Here we go.
Yeah. We don't want to lose any of these.
Yeah, just, you know, since this is theater, and that's all this is today, is theater. This is, as we started out the conversation, the oldest continuous committee in the United States Congress. And without a hearing, you're going to proceed with the great charade. Mr. Bartold, I'd like to call the head of the Department of Revenue Services from the state of Connecticut. Have you heard from him?
I have not received a phone call.
Has he been called as an expert witness? No, he hasn't been called as an expert witness. And the transfer that's going to take...
They called like one witness,
right.
and it's a guy on their side.
So they're not even going to have a right. fucking hearing. They're just going to vote on the fucking thing without letting the American people even
And they did the same with
it.
The health care, remember? They had people that want Obama to crash and burn.
No, yeah.
And they had like 2 minutes of one person saying, we need to keep it.
And how much is it of the budget? It's like 2/3 or something like that.
Obamacare?
Healthcare,
yeah. Healthcare is, well, the GDP, it's huge.
Yeah. Huge.
But this tax bullshit, it's just bullshit.
Right.
Place.
Trickle down.
I'll take Lee Zeldin's comments about the transfer of wealth from one region of the country to the other.
So you know what it's doing? Their tax plan will basically fuck the blue states.
Yes.
Especially the ones that took Medicaid expansion and
right.
stuff, even with these tax breaks. And give it to the red states.
So is this like punishing people that
yes.
participated in Obamacare?
Absolutely.
So what's the point of that?
I mean, and just in taxes in general.
Right.
Their tax plan, they want to fuck the rich wealthy blue states and send even more to the taker states
God
of Alabama
damn.
And Mississippi.
Ooh.
On the backs of hardworking people of the middle class, you talk about taxing success. All of our working professionals, whether you're a machinist or a teacher, and in the case of a teacher, if they reach into their pocket to pay for their students, you get rid of that deduction as well.
That's part of their tax plan.
That's insane.
No more being able to deduct the supplies that you buy for your classes.
Yeah, fuck you.
So you can give it to somebody who's already got an $11 million deduction on the estate tax. This is outrageous. You are all good and honorable people.
Well, that's bullshit.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, we don't buy that for a half second.
Sorry, dude.
And honorable people. It is hard to believe that we find ourselves in this situation. You just went through this with the Health Care Act. The American public just witnessed again what happens when you jam something down. And for the American public, understand what's going on here today is 24-16. That's the only thing you need to know.
I think that's the amount of people on the panel, and it's going to be 24 Republicans to 16.
No, okay.
Meaning Democrats. Every vote you're going to have here is going to be partisan.
Yeah.
For this discussion and debate today, Mr. Bartolt, I apologize to you and your hardworking staff because you're merely a showpiece today.
Whoa.
For your camouflage for what's really going on here. It's been stated over and over again that they need a political win. You know who needs a win? The American people need a win. They need to see us acting in regular order, responsibly.
Regular order means right. You put the bills through their normal paces. You put it through committee, you have votes, equal witnesses on either side.
So this guy's talking about the transparency.
You have amendments,
the process,
you have
right?
transparency. You're right. And they're just shotgunning
it
through.
Nobody knows what it is.
Right.
Mr. Neal pointed out in his opening remarks, in the Tax Reform Act of 86, 30 hearings were conducted in this committee, 12 in the subcommittee, 450 expert testimonies. We have none.
Wow.
None. So Reagan's tax cuts.
50.
Right. Reagan's tax cuts went through committee meeting right. after committee meeting. Testimony after
right.
testimony.
So how do they justify us not having that? Doesn't matter.
Right.
None.
We're in charge. There's more of us. Fuck your bipartisanship.
God damn.
No one was allowed to come forward. As Mr. Doggett pointed out, no one from the administration will even sit in front of us. We're the oldest committee in Congress. Many would argue the most prestigious. And members on this side of the aisle aren't even entitled to bring an expert witness on any aspect of the tax code that affects 100% of our economy. 100% of the economy is impacted. And people in my state, in the middle class, are going to get a tax increase. A tax increase thanks to the myriad of lists of things that you've decided behind closed doors that they, because they make itemized deductions, will no longer have. They'll no longer have the state and local tax deduction. 4,000 eliminated from the personal exemption. Medical expenses, no longer. Eliminates deductions for student loans and adoption and teacher education for the classroom and employer-provided education assistance. Why? Because they've made a decision behind closed doors. Not with any experts or testimony, but they've made the decision that this is the way it's going to be.
Right.
Wow, that guy's awesome.
Right.
Right.
No experts, no testimony. Here it is.
Fuck you.
Right. Right.
It really is.
And the vote will proceed like that in the committee. Check me if I'm wrong.
And seriously, you deserve a 2x4 right to the face if somebody says, well, Obamacare. You rammed Obamacare down our throats.
It's nothing like that.
It's nothing like that.
Nothing at all. That Obama engaged Congress and the Senate, right? These guys aren't doing anything.
It's going to be 24-16 right down the line. All the way until they can get this to the floor of the House. And then on the floor of the House, they'll continue to perpetuate this great myth that somehow we went through any kind of regular order or there was any bipartisanship that was alluded to. These are honorable people. This is not an honorable time or day for this committee or for democracy in America. Not a single hearing or a single expert witness.
Well, time has expired. Mr. Ross, can we recognize
God damn.
Well, time has expired. There you go.
Not a
Representative
single
John,
hearing.
Representative John Larson of Connecticut, we speak your name.
Yeah, good job, dude.
More of that.
Right. God.
Probably won't hear that clip on Fox, though.
No,
right?
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Fair and balanced.
Fox know. News, in air quotes.
We play their clips.
Hear shit, man. Yeah, we play your shitty clips. We play your clips for Megyn Kelly's reminding me Santa Claus is white.
We may make fun of them, but we play
shit tons of that douchebag Brian Kilmeade. God, he sucks.
So there you go. That's what they're trying to do. I don't even know. There was another story today that they're going back to the drawing board for a minute or two because.
But what does that even mean?
Well, the same problems in their caucus. They might get this shit past committee and everything, but once it gets to the floor,
right.
Then you got to fight with the Freedom Caucus,
right.
And you got to fight with these other assholes that are in their own.
But if they're just going to go back to the drawing board, bring something else to the table, but not allow any hearings, not allow any expert testimony, then what?
Like they did with
what does it matter?
What they did with repeal and replace,
right?
Oh, we'll give a few billion to. We're going to give you $2 billion for opioid. When you need $120 billion,
right.
We'll give you $2 billion
Ridiculous.
For opioid prevention and addiction treatments.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, it's sad. It's just fucked up.
Sad face.
Right. And all these fucking people that couldn't vote for Hillary. You couldn't vote for Hillary. Dumbasses.
But her emails.
Oh, yes, her emails. Sure, Hillary derangement syndrome, Barack Obama was black, blah, 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 racism.
So
fucking dumb.
You may have heard of Ivanka Trump.
Oh, yes, oligarch.
They're fawning over her over there in Asia.
Oh, my God, they love her. It's a tall, blonde chick.
But there was a headline over at Newsweek.
Fuck you.
That says... Ivanka Trump has an army of White House employees scrambling to address her every need.
What the fuck does that mean? Like, if she wants something to eat?
A new cache of hundreds of emails obtained from the Department of Education through the Freedom of Information Act shows that for one brief event at the Air and Space Museum in March, at least 21 employees... And at least 150 emails were required to arrange her presence, not the president.
What?
Fucking Ivanka.
What does that mean? Like, to her to show up, that's the amount of planning.
Right.
What the fuck, dude? I mean, you know, she just shows up, walks in. 120 emails, shit tons of people.
Required mobilization of 21 government employees to choreograph less than an hour in the schedule of the woman who was not yet an official employee at that time.
How is this fucking legal?
High-ranking Department of Education staff also were obliging.
Okay. So, Ivanka's just a big pain in the ass. Like, what does she need that takes so many people? For her to just show up at an event, do they help her shower? I mean, really, do they exfoliate for her? I mean, what do they do?
Who knows?
Nails.
Maybe they steam her vag for her.
We're going to have to steam your cloaca.
So they go on to just detail all these emails and everything going on about kissing Ivanka's ass and making sure everything's perfect for the princess.
Oh, yes, of course.
Who?
Totally, man.
I don't remember seeing on the ballot.
Right. You didn't vote for her?
Yeah. No.
You know, maybe she won't run for office. I could just see her running for senator or something.
Oh, all of them. Don Jr. has already hinted at it. He'll be in jail, though.
Maybe Ivanka. We don't know.
I guess Ted Cruz got all pissy about, when they asked him about guns.
Yeah. Who did?
Ted Cruz.
What's his problem? Is he pro-gun?
Bible spouting Ted Cruz fumes at reporter for politicizing Texas massacre by asking about gun control. But.
Right.
Within milliseconds of someone yelling Allahu Akbar.
Oh, in New York.
And killing someone. That kind of gets politicized right away. I believe our president sort of politicizes it right away.
Why is it impossible for them to ever look at the hypocrisy and go, whoa, that's fucking insane, man.
I don't know. That requires like
self-awareness. Oh, fuck off.
Brains.
Yes.
It's stuff like that.
Dipshits, man.
Little deets.
Deets.
Little deets like that. Like buying shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, we get a nibble little taste.
We get paid, baby.
Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here at Screaming.
Right. Yeah, man.
Appreciate that.
Buy me some fucking cough drops.
A whole bunch.
God, I'm sorry. I sound like garbage.
I don't know. Good. I don't know if this is good news.
Okay. Sure. Whatever.
It's what we need more of here.
Ooh.
British. Our friends across the pond.
Hello.
Hello to our British listeners.
Jolly good.
Listeners all around the world. Right. Thanks to everybody.
Yemen.
It's very strange.
Iran. Pakistan.
Seen some of those downloads.
West Virginia.
British. No, never. We have zero.
Never
downloads
in
from
West
Virginia.
Virginia. Come on, guys.
The British media regulator over there.
Oh, yes.
They have a
media regulator.
Well, it's like our FCC, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Has concluded that Fox News programs featuring Sean Hannity,
yes,
and Fucker Carlson,
hello,
violated the UK's broadcasting code by breaching impartiality rules.
Oh shit! What does that mean?
Which they're not happy. You can't call yourself anything like news because you're not being impartial.
You're entertainment. You're theater.
Which may be an unwelcome finding as 21st Century Fox are trying to as British authorities are trying to evaluate the company's bid to take over pay TV platform Sky over there.
Okay.
It's one of their main,
right?
One of their big pay TV platforms. Fox is trying to buy it, and people in Britain are saying, wait a minute, Rupert Murdoch? And we're going to put him in charge of Sky?
I mean...
So they're worried. In fact, the Media Matters people even flew over there and testified.
They're like, fuck no.
As to, no, look what he's done here in this country, if he's unfettered.
Going to ruin everything. Why in other countries they're worried that news has to be news, and over here we don't give a fuck?
Sky did drop Fox News from its UK lineup in August, but Ofcom, that's the regulator, has continued to investigate complaints about shows that aired before the channel went dark.
Right.
Both Tucker Carlson Tonight and Hannity, they say, broke the rules of due impartiality.
That's fucking hilarious.
Expected of news coverage in Britain. They care about their news being truthful over
but
there.
But they do it all the time.
What a shock.
Yeah.
Regarding Tucker Carlson Tonight, Ofcom evaluated highly critical statements made on the program about British government and police officials in the wake of the Manchester Arena bombing in May.
Yes.
Including, quote, accusations that particular individuals and public bodies had done nothing to counter terrorism, stop radicalization, protect citizens from terrorism, or protect thousands of underage girls from rape and abuse.
Oh, my God.
So Tucker Carlson was like, the British authorities aren't doing anything about that. They're letting Muslims rape girls left and right in the streets.
God, that's insane.
And the British are like, well, that's not really true.
Yeah, that's bullshit, dude. That's fiction.
Fucking, who is it? Bobby Jindal. Remember when he was running around talking about no-go zones?
Yeah, there were zones of London under Sharia law.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't even go.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Like Birmingham. Did he say Birmingham or something like that? And Birmingham's like, what?
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about, man.
What are you talking about?
It was a lie.
They said there was no reflection of the views of the UK government or any of the authorities or people criticized.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Fox rolls.
Well, I mean,
they're not fair and impartial.
No. They're not looking for the other side. Because they got a fucking agenda.
Which we would have expected, given the nature and amount of criticism of them in the program.
Yeah.
The presenter, not
Mr.
the host,
Carlson.
The presenter did not challenge the views of his contributors. Instead, he reinforced their views. So,
of course, they
had all people doing a circle suck.
Right.
of the exact same idea. The British are letting the Muzzies take over, just like everywhere, like Angela Merkel,
the demon
rats want to do here.
Fuck you, boy. A circle suck.
In the case of Hannity.
Right.
They investigated his monologue in January regarding Trump's proposed travel ban.
Right.
An opening segment of the show had video clips of public figures opposed to the order, which saw those individuals repeatedly dismissed and ridiculed by Hannity.
Oh, shit. God. I mean, hey, by the way, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, I put a picture up of Hannity sucking Trump's asshole.
Oh,
it's kind of funny.
Ew. During the rest of the program,
yes,
the presenter interviewed various guests who were all prominent supporters of the Trump administration.
Right.
And highly critical of those opposed to the order. So,
God.
Again, no, they play a couple
balance.
Of clips. Hannity mocks them.
Yes.
And then the live guests he has are all Trump suckers.
Yeah, they're all just fucking talking heads. It's not fucking news.
The program didn't include a sufficiently wide range of views, and any alternative opinions put forward during the discussion were dismissed
right.
by the presenter.
So they're looking, they're like, what defines news? What do you define right. as news? Getting sources, having different points of view. Fox doesn't do any of that bullshit.
Well, and at what point does opinion turn into propaganda?
Yeah.
There's one thing to present both sides and then say, I think this side is right.
Yes.
There's another thing to never presenting the other side or only presenting it with utter mockery like we do. But we're not news.
Right.
We're two assholes with microphones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we're better. I mean, you know, we're better than Hannity.
Oh, well, fuck yeah.
Much better. You know, that guy's a dick.
So there you go. The Brits doing some regulating over there in Fox News.
Hello.
Could be in Trubs, especially. God, I hope they don't get that that purchase to go through. That'll be bad for the British people.
Nah, that won't happen, right? I mean, not over there. Don't they have, like, don't they safeguard against bullshit like that?
Yeah, but Brexit.
Oh, yeah.
They managed to light up their xenophobic morons over there, too.
But didn't they want to redo Brexit? Didn't they, like, oh, we didn't realize our vote counted?
Some of them, yeah.
But not all of them.
Or some of them are just pissed.
Right.
And then...
they're the party of fuck you.
Well, yeah, which is kind of what happened here, except at least over there they admitted it. They were like, remember they interviewed people the day after? And they're like, well, I didn't think it was really going to win.
God damn.
Had I known it would really win, I wouldn't have voted that way. I was just angry. Fuck you to the government sort of thing. I didn't know it would win. And then...
how do you think shit works?
Well, right. And you know, there's we're counting on a whole bunch of people like that with Trump.
Oh, yeah.
People who are too embarrassed to admit that they were fucking wrong and stupid and duped.
Right, right. Oh, God. I mean, you know, at least they're going after their fake media. I mean, over here, we're going to be in a problem where Mueller's going to say, well, X, Y, and Z went down. And then the other side will just say fake news.
You're fake news.
Right.
No, you're fake news.
So then what?
Good news also?
Yes.
Question mark? So hopefully we'll keep an eye on that with the...
fuck you.
Hopefully Rupert Murdoch will...
whoa. What a piece of garbage.
Yeah, really heinous.
Yes.
Orange County, California.
Hello.
A lot of assholes in Orange County,
so
California.
Trash.
Some Trump voters.
GOP trash. Sorry, guys.
Savannah High School?
Yes.
For a long time in Orange County has had Johnny Rebel as their mascot.
Oh my God. Johnny Reb.
Confederate soldier.
In Orange County, though. Was California in the Confederacy?
I think not.
Oh, okay. What the fuck is it named Johnny
Reb?
Well,
it was chosen by the student body back in the civil rights movement, Ryan.
Kids are stupid.
Arguing that the branding is part of their heritage.
Hello. Right. Okay. That. How is it their fucking heritage? How does that make sense?
A girl named Leanna Clark.
Ooh, wee wee.
Said she didn't give it much thought until she and some friends formed a black student union last August. It was when they started designing T-shirts that it really hit them. The mascot supports white supremacy.
Oh my God! Jeez, fucking Orange County.
She said in an interview, "It literally represents one race fighting to enslave another."
Right, Orange County. For those of you not familiar, it's the land of neck tattoos, truck nuts, Calvin pissing on Hobbes. Right. You know, the little Calvin
pissing on anything,
anything. Yeah,
usually libtards.
Yes, that's Orange County.
The
it's gross.
The predominantly white students of the class of 1967,
yes,
chose Johnny Rebel.
Fuck you.
And when they did so, to send a clear message that people of color were not welcome at Savannah High School or right. in Anaheim. This is an argument from the anti-mascot activists at right. the Anaheim Union High School District Board of Trustees meeting. Fuck.
Even if these kids back in the day voted on having Johnny Rebel be their mascot, I would be like, but...
Well, the demographics the demographics have shifted. Now, whites make up less than 10% of the student body. And they've got Johnny Rebel as their fucking mascot.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. Just get it the fuck out of there. Get a new mascot. Get something cool like some badass animal or something. They got tons of mountain lions over there. How about a mountain lion?
The girl, Clark, said she realized the meaning that the Johnny Rebel depicted on a large quilt hung behind the Board of Trustees as a soldier clad in gray charging with a rifle in hand.
Yes.
Led her and her three friends to campaign for its removal.
Okay.
They approached the school board last fall, and the board has responded by initiating a process it seems likely to see it at least rebranded.
Right. God damn.
On October 25th, Orange County Register reported that 56% of the students voted to rebrand.
Right.
With 18% saying get rid of the mascot altogether.
So nobody's really for it.
Only 26% sided with the status quo, so leave it Johnny Red.
Oh my God, that's a lot of people.
It was a non-binding vote from a student-led forum on the issue. The
Johnny Reb. In Orange County, dude, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
The South will rise again. Well, not here, because it was never the fucking South.
The
dickish.
They used to be all Confederate, too.
Oh, okay.
They used to have Confederate flags.
At the high school?
A graduate from Savannah in 2000, who is now a staff writer for OC Weekly,
yes.
said when he was there, the school still featured the battle flag of the pro-slavery South at its pep rallies.
It's in California. Right. This doesn't make any...
He said 1999 is when the Confederate flag became a problem. I was in the basketball program and we hosted Compton High School.
Oh my God.
With many black students expected to attend the game, the school's respective principals decided something should probably be done.
Yes.
About the large symbol of white supremacy right. hanging in the gymnasium.
Got Quote, it. 2017.
1999 is when that happened. Yeah, yeah. So what they had the cheerleaders do is make a bunch of signs, and they place those signs awkwardly covering the shame of the Confederate flags during that game.
Why didn't they just take him the fuck down?
After that, they began quietly phasing them out.
Right, and they're worried because all the fucking racists. I don't even want to know if you read the comments in this fucking story or not. I bet the comments in this fucking story are something else.
Well, it's at the Daily Beast, so...
Oh, it's probably
it might
fine.
They might not even have comments. Some of them don't have... They gave up on comments. Yeah. They turned into such a horrible cesspool.
Yes.
Which I understand.
People are... garbage.
A decision whether to head down that road could come tonight.
Oh, really?
When the Savannah School Board will host a special forum with students at the high school. So we'll let you know.
What's the forum, though? Can't somebody in charge just say, hey, we're getting rid of it. It's going to be a new mascot. Who gives a fuck?
Well, if only 26% of them are saying keep it, then the majority hath spoken.
Right. And it does sound crazy to me that 26% of the people still want to keep it.
Given that only 10% is white.
That's weird. Maybe they actually like the look of it or something.
They're assholes. They're teenagers.
They're assholes.
They're teenagers.
Right.
They're
right.
Dumb.
Boo.
It's probably some non-black students who hate black people equally. Like maybe some Hispanics and some Asians
so stupid.
Voting
it's
to keep it.
California, man. I don't think... Listen, they didn't fight in the Civil War, right?
Well, they're not on...
I don't even fucking know.
Yeah, not on the bad side.
Right. It's the dumbest shit ever.
Where we're at.
Hey, man.
No, I think they were on... I think Florida was on the wrong side.
Right, a lot of people...
Kind of, though, right?
No, Florida was on the wrong side.
I know this area was really weird because there's that Fort Pickens, which is right here, and that was a Union fort.
Was it?
Yeah, because your great whatever.
Oh yeah.
Spied for the rebels.
Right.
No offense.
And they put him in prison there.
Did they? Was that the story?
God, I don't know. Who knows?
California's involvement in the American Civil War included sending gold east, recruiting volunteer combat units to replace regular forces.
On the Indian side, right?
Maintaining and building numerous camps and fortifications, suppressing secessionist activity.
So why the fuck is Orange County named the fucking securing, giant rebels?
And securing the New Mexico territory against the Confederacy.
Right. So this is bullshit. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's just some fucking white supremacy fucking garbage.
California did not send its units east, but many citizens traveled east and joined the Union Army.
Fuck you.
Some of whom became famous. California's volunteers also conducted many operations. Oh, good. Against native peoples within the state.
Oh, okay.
And because they had to, you know, they still had some genocide to finish.
Oh, yeah.
Some brown people to subjugate.
When has our country not been gross as shit?
Wait, I'm not supposed to talk about that. If it was Texas, I'm sorry. They were bringing Jesus to the poor savages who welcomed them with open arms.
And fuck these atheists.
As they kidnapped them and forced them into white people's schools and stuff.
Here, have some blankets coated in smallpox. Yay!
On that note, we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen and others, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget we're on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter. I sound like garbage.
Pat Robertson.
I know. At Vile Experience. God, I'm so fucking sorry.
And don't forget, listen to all the other stuff here streaming 24/7. We're back to do this bullshit again tomorrow, everybody. Have a great evening.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.